Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventure Cateers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th. Available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Live at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood, California, America. Tonight's episode, Beyond Belief, De Gin and Tonic, starring Paul F. Tompkins and Paget Brewster as those married mediums, Frank and Sadie Doyle. Also starring Mark Gagliardi, James Urbaniak, J.K. Simmons, and Joe Mantegna as genies. Narration by Hal Loveland. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is directed by Aaron Ginsberg.
It's time to send the little ones to dreamland and set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steal yourself a mysterious suspense in this evening's final feature, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust, headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles as they walk beyond belief in tonight's dark episode, Gin and Tonic. Our story begins high above Park Avenue in the famed Plaza Hotel, where Frank and Sadie Doyle encounter the most heinous of horrors.
Horrors?
Horrors?
The most heinous of horrors.
What? Whatever could horrify you, my stalwart darling?
Allow me to unfold a chilling tale. It begins here, at the liquor cabinet. A handsome husband performs his duties. He refills his wife's glass and his own when, all of a sudden, the bottle runs dry.
An ordinary occurrence, certainly.
Yes. But then this wonderful husband goes for the next bottle, only to find it empty as well.
I do not care for this direction of the story. Is this a chilling tale with a happy ending?
No! The next bottle is empty, and the next, and so on. Sadie, my darling, we have been Mother Hubbarded. Our liquor cabinet is bare. We've got a real mystery on our hands. Someone has emptied all of these bottles.
And everyone in this apartment is a suspect.
And everyone in this apartment is guilty.
And everyone in this apartment is thirsty.
Well, now, hold the phone. Here, in this bookshelf, I found our rainy day bottle.
Oh, thank goodness.
You may release the phone. The rainy day bottle is dry.
Darling, if you love me, you'll go to the store.
I love you until the very end and then some. But I'll not go out there without a drink.
I'm sure we have a rainiest day bottle to send you out into the world with. Oh, were I worth that bottle, where would I be? Oh, yes, of course. Here, in the oven.
We have an oven.
Oh, Sadie saved the day.
Why would we have an oven?
It's so dusty, I cannot make out the label, but it's full from the feel of it.
Oh, say, rub the dust off and let's see what we're drinking.
Does it really matter?
Professional curiosity.
Very well, then. Rub, 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 rub.
I'm the genie from the bottle. So hello and how are you and all of that. I'm the genie from the bottle that you rubbed, so here I am in seconds flat. I'm the genie from the bottle that you're holding in your hand. I'm the genie from the bottle. Summon me, your wish is my command.
Indian jockey from New Jersey, or Jet from Old Bombay. A puff of smoke and then he spoke his hocus pocus way.
I'm the genie from the bottle. I've been around since many years BC.
He's the genie from the bottle.
So don't try that million wishes stuff with me. Hitchin from Hoboken.
Or Trek from Timbuktu.
You robbed the jug and now this mug will make your dreams come true.
I'm the genie from the bottle. That's a bottle, not a saucer, not a dish.
He's the genie from the bottle.
Now who's the lucky stiff who gets a wish?
It means that this bottle deceived us.
And that within this entire penthouse suite, there is nary a drop to drink.
This is as bad as that time that bee got in here.
No.
Sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Bee.
It's terrible. Someone give this fellow a lozenge.
From the look of him, you better make it 2 lozenges.
Is that a wish, Master?
Master?
Yes, Master.
Oh, Sadie, love, it's for you.
Oh, who is it?
Whom shall I say is calling?
Hello, my name is Abud al-Jinn, and I am at your service. Whatsoever your heart desires can be made true. Plain and simple, anything you wish for can be yours.
Anything?
No applesauce, Master.
Not any applesauce?
None.
All right, then. What does my heart want? What does my heart want? Oh, I know. Why don't you be a lamb and dash down to the liquor store and pick up a baker's dozen of their fullest bottles?
Yes, do hurry back.
Master, if you want liquor...
I do.
Then say, I wish for liquor.
I do.
As do I.
We both do.
Do you?
Masters, please, just say, I wish for liquor.
All right, say you do. Then we've got something in common.
Then all you need to say is, I wish for alcohol.
I do.
Then I would grant the wish. Do you see how it works?
How what works?
Repeat after me. I
wish
for liquor.
Me too!
Frank, darling, this man is wearing a turban.
Indoors? Tactless.
Yes, I know. But I'm beginning to suspect he might perhaps be some sort of a genie.
Finally.
There's no such thing.
Yes, such thing. Me.
Well, he does keep going on about wish-based sentence construction.
Does he?
Yes, because I'm a genie.
Ooh. And do not look. It may be indelicate, but his legs become mist about mid-thigh.
Yeah, yes, they do, because I'm a genie. You might have noticed I came out of a bottle.
Who among us didn't, in one way or another?
Yeah, and I sang a song about being a genie.
Sadie, you may be onto something. This fellow just might be a genie.
Yeah, I am. I'm a genie. I keep trying to tell you, I am a genie.
Well, there's only one way to know for sure.
Is it listening? Because I'm telling you, I'm a genie. I'm a genie.
We'll make a wish only a genie can grant.
I can grant any wish. Just wish it.
Sir, if you are in fact a genie...
I am one.
I hereby...
Say it.
Formally...
We're doing it now.
Wish...
Music to my ears.
For...
Bring it home.
Liquor.
Here we go. I'm the genie from the bottle, and I grant you your first wish in but a blink. I'm the genie from the bottle. Here's more booze than even you could ever drink.
I'm sorry, what was that last thing you sang?
Look at all the bottles. They're everywhere. There's more than you could ever hope to finish.
Says you.
And they'll always be full. No matter how much you drink, it's... Quite an unexpected twist, isn't it?
Darling, please, twists come in lemon or lime.
Yes, this isn't a twist. It's a best-case scenario.
Yeah, but it's more than you could ever drink.
Tonight, maybe. Maybe.
But it's genie wish, ironic twist. You will inevitably fall prey to your own vice. And then...
Sure we will.
Yes. You see, the only way that could happen would be if we got too tootled to remember to buy more liquor.
And that will never happen again, thanks to you.
Maybe you'll get your comeuppance with one of your other wishes.
How's that?
You get two more wishes.
Oh, no, we couldn't possibly.
No, thank you. Thank you, no.
Part of the deal. Genie, three wishes.
Three? Whatever would we wish for? More liquor? Well, maybe. After we finished all this for dessert.
Yeah, but you'll never be finished with this.
Then we won't wish for more.
All right, most people wish for money. You want some money? Who doesn't want money?
To buy what? We already have all this liquor.
Yes. I don't know.
You know what people wish for more often than you might think? To be able to fly.
Oh, well, I already feel like I'm flying thanks to wish number one.
This is no good.
This is so good. Take the rest of the night off. And the next day, the following night, week, month, year, all that. Do I make myself clear?
Oh, don't let the door hit you in the mist on your way out.
This is really not how it's done. You have to make two more wishes. Oh, the door. Someone's at the door. Hey, I'll get that. You masters keep on drinking.
Hi, I was just walking by, and I heard someone talking about wishes.
Yeah, that's right. I got two wishes to grant.
Two wishes?
Two wishes.
What are you, some kind of genie?
Some kind of genie, yeah.
Wow. And someone's got two wishes left.
These two right here.
You would think being entitled to two wishes...
Free wishes.
Two free wishes, they would make them already.
They say they're content.
Nobody's content.
Oh, I am.
Me too.
So there goes that theory.
Hey, mister, I'll buy those two wishes from you. You don't know how valuable wishes can be.
Don't oversell.
I'm just baiting the hook. What do you say, mister? I'll pay you $200 cash money for those wishes. They're worth a lot more than that, as we both know.
Do we?
Or I could just walk away.
Oh, could you be a dear?
Okay. Now do you see how these masters are busting my hump?
Two wishes are a hot commodity.
Oh, well, then why don't you just take them?
I would. They're valuable.
Then take them and go.
Don't tempt me. I might just take them. And then where would you be?
Well, I'd be right here. You're missing the most important element, which is go.
You should want them, the wishes. Why don't you want them? Their wishes.
Two of them, free to good home.
They're busting my hut now is what they're doing.
Oh, Frank, what a coincidence. This gentleman who's wandered into our apartment to establish the worth of wishes also has a turban.
And a mist for his downstairs business.
You wouldn't happen to be another genie, would you, darling?
Sorry, Abood. I tried. They just don't want the wishes.
Ramin and Ali are going to flip over this.
Ramin and Ali are reasonable genies.
Ramin and Ali can kiss my mist.
Hey, that's what I say.
Give me some masters with less or with more than these two, God, you can see what kind of ironic twists I can deliver.
You don't have to tell me. You're a legend. This genie is a legend.
Oh, I'm certain I'm quite impressed. Well, half certain. The other half, pickled. So, margin of error, 50%.
Ramin and Ali are not going to have my turban for this.
Abood, what can you... Are you listening? What can you do?
I'll tell you what I can do. I can take out my union card. I can do that, can't I, Terry? And I can give it a little rub.
All right, what is it this time, Abood?
Hey, hey, hey! Don't you take that tone with him. This genie is a legend. You're a legend. He's a legend.
He's a legend. You're a legend. Everywhere a legend, legend. E-I-E-I-O. So these genies do repeat themselves, don't they, Frank? Hmm.
Repeat themselves?
Yes, repeat themselves.
They do. They repeat themselves.
They repeat. They do themselves.
All right, and why is this legend rubbing his union card?
It's these masters. They've dried up. Two wishes left, and they've dried up.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Dried up?
Dried up.
Dried up.
Dried up!
Dried up!
Ooh.
Echo! Shall we make a game of it? Drink whenever they repeat themselves.
Yes! And whenever they don't!
Bernie, this is me. I'm the one telling you this. These masters won't make any more wishes.
Well, they won't.
I'm saying, they won't make any more. Plus which, are you listening to this? Plus which, the one they did make, the ironic twist got subverted.
Well, got subverted somehow? What? By what? By some magic, Abood?
Hey.
You're supposed to be his rep. You're supposed to represent him.
They wished for liquor, and so I gave them liquor. Lots of liquor, thinking they'd be undone. But they aren't. They aren't undone.
I was born and raised in a liquor patch.
All right, I'm going to have to tell Ramin and Ali.
Ooh. Maybe if he had something to go on, some new masters, fresh masters.
Bernie, don't call. Hear me out. Don't call Ramin and Ali. We can take care of this here. Us, like, listen, like genies.
Yeah, you got a phone. Help yourself.
Oh, Frank, please ask that cloud-bottom gentleman not to rub our phone.
Now, see here, fellow. Were you raised in a bottle?
Yeah, it'll just take a sec. Here.
Let me have your attention for a moment. So you're talking about what? You're talking about wishes. Master makes one for a sandwich. You can't spin it, and unfortunate. Some master won't make a wish, and so forth.
Well, you're not Ramin and Ali.
No, I'm not, pal. No, I'm not. That martini down.
Never, ever.
Not ever, never.
Drink!
And you, adept at identifying who isn't Ramin and Ali. Ramin and Ali don't come here. They don't come see you, Ramin and Ali. They're busy doing none of your business, is what. You rub the phone to try to summon Ramin and Ali. You get me.
Who are you?
Who am I? See this? This is my lamp. I rub it, I come out. I grant myself three wishes. That's who I am. And I know all about who you are, you sad sack. I know who you are. I look at you, and I see you, and I know who you are. I know, sure, as I know that this thing we do, it's uncomplicated.
It used to be?
No, it is. It still is. Three wishes is what they get. Ironic twist on one, minimum. You don't get even that right, and that, pal, is who you are.
You can't talk to him that way. He's a legend. He granted wishes all over Eastern Europe. And how are they doing? That's who he is.
How much you pay for that turban?
What?
I got a diamond the size of a cantaloupe in mine. What is that? A ruby?
I like rubies.
Yeah, you like rubies.
I do.
Sure, rubies are real nice. They're like diamonds for genies who can't grant.
Whoa, no. No, you can't talk to them like that.
See this? That's my magic carpet. Who are you, you know? You fly a bath mat. No, you. The one who can't grant. Listen here, because I'm going to say this once, and then it's on you. Always be granting. A, always. B, G, granting.
Always be granting?
So passive.
Always grant.
Yes, that's much more active.
I'm here for Ramin and Ali. I had my way, you'd be out on your mist. Because a genie who can't grant is what? Just some floating guy lives in a bottle. And I got no sympathy for a floating guy lives in a bottle.
Folks, you see the pressure I'm under. Just make a wish.
No.
Just one.
No.
Come on, you masters, make a wish, will
you? Will you?
Will you make a wish? Will you? Will you make a wish?
Will you talk like a normal person? Will you?
Now, if you'd all just leave us alone.
Is that a wish?
Oh, I wish it were.
That is a wish. We have a wish.
No, it's two wishes. The wish it was a wish and the wish we talk normal.
Two and one. That's why he's a legend. He just got two and one.
Two pulls and we're all done. There's a place around the corner. Drinks on me.
Not so fast, pal. You forgot something.
Well, what do you mean? Always be granting. I'm granting. You're in the way now. What would Ramin and Ali think of that? Maybe I'll rub a phone and ask them.
Yeah, you got a big turban, don't you, buddy? But what you don't got is, and listen close, because this is what you need, but do not have, an ironic ending. You figure out a way to grant those wishes with a twist, and then we can start talking about two poofs and we're out of here and who's buying drinks and where.
Wait, now you won't leave? Would you? Would you leave? Would you, etc.?
Nah, he's right. I can't go anywhere without an ironic ending.
All right, Sadie saves the day. I wish for an ironic ending.
Too late for that. Maybe I am washed up. I can barely grant. Only on a technicality.
Oh, darling, we'll help you with this ending if it will get you all out of here.
Yeah, you will?
Oh, sure we will. We owe you this whole drunk that we are.
Yeah, it's got to be real ironic.
I gather. How about if humanity are the true monsters?
Yes, but I think that's been well established.
Right.
Oh, me. All right. How about we were dead the whole time? That's ironic.
That's more surprising than anything else.
And we have not been dead any of the time.
Yes.
Oh, come on. You got this.
Tick-tock.
Hey, whoa, there's no time limit.
Didn't I mention there is one?
Whoa, I've got it. What about a bunch of genies wishing for something from humans?
That something being whatever it is you've all been talking about.
Ooh.
It's pretty ironic. What do you think?
I like it. It swings. Nice one, lady.
Amir?
Close enough. Two poofs, and then we're all back to our respective bottles and lamps.
I'm the genie from the bottle. So goodbye and au revoir, and let's just scram. I'm the genie from the bottle. I'll grant your wishes, because a granter's what I am. I'm the genie from the bottle. Gonna grab a cup of joe, now that's the truth. Coffee is for granters only.
poof.
Sadie, we've got all the booze we could ever want. What do you think of that?
Race you.
You're on.
It seems Frank and Sadie received more than they could wish for. But that's the rub when one uncorks the otherworldly. Join the Doyles next time when they once again walk beyond belief in a frightful episode titled Dial E for Evil.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.